I'm at a loss for what I'm supposed to do next. I kind of lost my momentum. I'm sure it'll come to me. Play something quick. Play something. Maybe that last song was called, oh, I know what I was going to do. I was going to give you guys a 5-minute banjo lesson. So I can explain to you what in the hell is going on with a banjo anyway. What is this thing and why and what is it? I'll answer this question now. And there won't be a test or anything. You can go ahead and drink your beers and there's no test. This is no pressure. And please no wagering. Anyway, one thing you'll notice about the banjo, it has this strange string at the top. The fifth string. And the other thing weird about it is most instruments, the strings are in order from low to high. But the banjo has the highest string on top and then the lowest string. So you have this weird fifth string on top. So the trick is, why do you have this string and what is the purpose of this string? And I will hence show you. The thing you do is if you play a melody on the banjo, one thing you notice is the banjo has very short sustain with a lot of amplitude and a quick decay. What this means is if we drew a graph of amplitude versus time and played a note on the banjo, it would quickly peak and then quickly fall off again. Whereas a guitar or a voice or a violin tends to roll on like that over time, longer note. Banjo goes plink and away it goes. So we work around this thing with this thing, this roll, but that's what all this stuff is. It's an attempt to create sustain out of a bunch of really short notes. Otherwise, the notes just go. Mr. Sandman, can I have just a little more of the five-string banjo here, if you don't mind? Is he here? Where did he go? That's probably his convertible out there. That's my Jeff Beck thing. Anyways, so you take a melody. How about Wildwood Flower? Do y'all know that melody? Right? So then what you do with the fifth string and all these other strings is you fill in the gaps there where you make it sound continuous like this. Inside there, so you can listen. Something interesting you can listen to is what happens with the fifth string. For instance, if I play a straight banjo piece, listen, see if you can just listen to the fifth string. That's good. String. So if you're interested in banjo playing, that's the thing you can do is you listen for that string and you can like listen to the music, you can listen to the lyrics, you can kind of dial in on that one weird string and see what it's doing, various things. Ponder why in the hell I'm a grown man doing this. That's another thing you can do. But anyway, I just want to let you know that's what's happening with the banjo. That's my Reader's Digest version of a banjo lesson. Thank you very much. Multiple choice test. And the question is, what is this? A, a traffic light. B, plutonium sulfate. C, a banjo. You just have to say plutonium sulfate. All right, this next piece of music I'm gonna play you. About 20 years ago, I played with a guy named Ronnie Lane. You know who Ronnie Lane is? He was in a band called The Faces. You ever heard of that band? So I'm gonna play a song that he wrote. It's called Ooh La La.